A Cape Breton Regional Municipality resident is praising the new tap-and-go transit system rolled out by the municipality in June. Since June 15th, residents have been able to use mobile devices as well as debit and credit cards for tap payments on transit buses across the CBRM. The new system uses a flat fare of $2.50 one way anywhere Transit Cape Breton operates. CBRM resident Russ Green recently penned an open letter praising the tap-and-go system and how well the municipality has integrated it into the transit operations. He says after holding the municipality to account on a number of issues, he felt he had to praise them for getting this right.
I find that the CBRM is under a lot of scrutiny lately. They're, you know, with a bunch of different things. And, you know, I mean, we can't always be pointing out the shortcomings. We have to sometimes point out when they do something good. I always said they do a great job of keeping the municipality looking good on the little shoestring budget that they have. And then the bus system was another one. I saw the news report on CTV that they're having trouble implementing the tap and go system in Halifax, and they're a year behind schedule. And then I noticed that we did it here in the CBRM, and it works flawless. So I felt compelled to write the letter because of that.
He spoke more about what makes the system work so smoothly.
The new system is just like your debit card or your credit card. It has a little chip on it, of course, that little chip. That's what the system uses, but it doesn't only use it to take your payment. It uses it to track you in the system and know whether you're traveling in one direction constantly, that you don't keep paying. So every bus you get on, like for instance, if I get the bus in Howie Center, I tap the card. I get off at Walmart, I tap the card. And then or when I get on the next bus in Walmart, no matter where I'm going, I tap the card. It doesn't keep charging. It only charges me the $2.50 the first time. And I can travel for an hour and a half or more in the municipality on that $2.50. So it used to be done by zones before. So from Howie Center to Walmart would be a dollar for a senior rate, $1.25 for a regular. And then if I traveled on another bus, that's another dollar or another, or I could pay $2.50 at Howie Center and then get a transfer and then transfer. But then once I get downtown Sydney, if I want to go to Glace Bay or anywhere else, I have to then pay again. So that trip used to cost me $5 to get to Glace Bay, but now it's only $2.50. So the new payment schedule is it's $2.50 anywhere in the CBRM. So it doesn't matter where you travel. You go from North Sydney to Glace Bay, it's $2.50. So that's the benefit to the community. So, and you just keep tapping that card. I was skeptical the first couple times, and then I would come home and look at my online banking, and sure enough, it only charged my card $2.50.
He feels students and seniors could take great advantage of the tap and go system.
It's an amazing thing for, I mean, all the international students are using it, but a lot of more older people and seniors should be using it. It's a great way to travel through the municipality without having to drive. You know, if you can have a glass of wine with dinner, if you go somewhere, you don't have to worry about driving. It's a nice way to see the municipality, especially from Glace Bay and back into Sydney. It goes out through Dominion and, you know, along the water there, and it comes back in. And so it's a nice way to travel. Staying in North Sydney, it goes up, you know, Celtic Drive. It goes all along the shore road along the water from, you know, say Balls Creek into North Sydney and Sydney Mines. It's not like you're on a highway looking at, you know, you're looking at the water, and it's a very pleasant way to travel.
The CBRM says they've received great feedback on the convenience and cost effectiveness of the system. Communications advisor Mandy Noyan says they're also seeing ridership tick up.
We've seen a marginal increase in ridership so far, and our transit staff expect to see a slight increase again in September when students return to campus and school.
The municipality also has reloadable transit cards. Funds can be added to them through the mobile app. For Coast 89.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.